gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow.
Back to Hold My Beth podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only DTF. Dylan, how's it going?
It's going. What's going on, everybody? It is week 18.
Yeah, we finally made it. End of the regular season.
Can't believe it.
It's the time of the year for all the cheers and all the cries.
Yes.
But before we get into that, we have a couple things we want to go over. As it was announced, I believe it was Tuesday, Dalvin Cook was released by the Jets. They mutually agreed to, so he could join a playoff contender. Apparently, there's two teams interested right now, one of those being the Ravens, which I would not like to see. What's a team that you think that he could make an impact on? If any.
None.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's like a bad option though. Just as like a third running back.
Yeah, but when everybody was saying, oh, the Browns are adding a practice squad spot for him, I was like, no, we don't need him.
No, did you see who they added though?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's old, but I mean, he's still solid. For a lineman, Roger Saffold. Saffold.
And he's from Northeast Ohio.
Yes.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. I thought that was cool. Very unexpected, but with all the injuries the Browns have had, they need everything they could get.
Absolutely.
I think some team might pick him up, might be the Bills. I don't think they need him. I think James Cook's done plenty good, and I think they're on the right path at least. I don't think the running game's any of their problem. I just don't see a team that really needs them other than maybe Baltimore.
Yeah. Which they're already stacked.
Yeah. And their quarterback's a running back too.
Straight facts.
Yeah. And MVP. Next, David Temper ended up getting fined $300,000 by the NFL for that incident during the Panthers-Jaguars game where he threw a drink onto a fan. This caught a lot more attention than I thought it would. It was basically on every sports station that you could find. Is David Temper going to be the next, I can't think of his name right now, Dan Snyder?
I mean, they were two totally different owners, but both shitty. I doubt much is going to happen, but a slap on the wrist. That suspension they said was equivalent to like an average homeowner losing like $1.75 or something. I mean, this was a slap on the wrist. Now, if he gets suspended, he's the owner. How do you suspend the owner?
Right, but that's why I feel like they had to penalize him in some sort. Yeah. Because, I mean, just because he's the owner, what's stopping a fan from doing that now?
Mm-hmm.
So, I get that completely. I will say, not even necessarily talking about the incident, I think he needs to lose his ego, and that's part of the reason that the Panthers are in the situation they are right now as an organization. Is he's not letting the GM do his job. He's not letting the coach get who he wants. It's all just who Tepper wants. And I feel like that's a huge issue, and I can't name one time in sports that's ever worked.
No,
it's not like regular business.
Mm-mm.
You got to let the people that you hire do their job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know that would drive me nuts if I was a head coach or a GM. Not that I don't think he should have a say at least, but I mean, the GM's job is to build the team and the coach's job is to coach the team. Let them do that.
It's like micromanaging, but for selfish gain.
Yeah, exactly. Not that I'm saying that I think they made necessarily the wrong move with Bryce Young. I mean, CJ Stroud's way better, but the whole team in general just needs completely rebuilt and started over again.
Oh, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Next, it's confirmed that the Cardinals will be keeping Kyler Murray, as they should, as their franchise quarterback and build around him. They're currently what, the fifth overall pick, I believe. Fourth or fifth?
Fourth, I think, because it's
Fourth.
Bears,
It's
Washington,
Bears, Commanders,
Patriots, then I think
Patriots.
Cardinals.
Yeah. Fourth overall pick. You can build a lot with that. And I believe they still have the Texans first round pick too. Because the Texans have the Browns pick. Either that or they traded the Browns pick in that trade. When they traded up to picks 2 and 3, which I think that was a gold mine of a draft for them. Obviously, I mean, you got CJ Stroud, Tank Dell, and Will Anderson Jr.
No, they're the
Great.
winners. They're the winners of as of late with drafting. That was beautiful.
Yeah,
I
no,
mean,
that was awesome.
you could consider the Bears as well if they succeed in this draft. You gotta get Marvin Harrison, though, in my opinion. Keep Justin Fields, go for Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then real quick before we get into the Pro Bowl, just because we're based out of Cleveland, Ricky Rubio was bought out of his contract from the Cavaliers and has officially retired from the NBA, which I think as Cleveland fans, we all kind of expected that to happen when he just wasn't anywhere to be seen or heard from. I'll still never forget selling that man a couch. I worked at Lovesac. So congrats on a great career, Ricky Rubio. He will be missed in the Cleveland area. All right, let's go ahead and get into this Pro Bowl. Did you get to see all the Pro Bowl roster?
Yeah, I saw some people were pissed by some snubs like Josh Allen.
Now, see, I don't agree with the Josh Allen one. I can understand the argument, but I just don't see it.
And then is it Antoine Winfield?
Yeah, Winfield.
His dad was pissed that he got snubbed. He had like way better numbers than one of the other cornerbacks that was taken in the NFC. I mean, it's fan favorites, so that's on your fans for not voting.
Yeah, no, 100%. I would say the big one to me that stands out was no Amon-Ra St. Brown. I thought that one stood out like a sore thumb. What was another one that stuck out? I thought James Cook was a surprise, honestly. He had a good year, but I didn't think he'd make it over some of these other running backs.
Yeah, he had a really good end of the year, but all season I just kept wondering, when was he going to pop off?
Yeah, I'm glad Mostert made it because he deserved it 100%. Led the league in touchdowns. 100% deserved it. But I'm scrolling through this list and I don't know, maybe even Breece Hall, but at the same time, I think James Cook had better numbers than Breece Hall.
Yeah. No Pacheco.
No Pacheco, yeah, I thought that one was a snub for sure. Another one that I thought could have even made a case for was Jaylen Warren from the Steelers.
Yeah, the only problem was he wasn't really a starter all year. So that's like, he might have some numbers, but he didn't have a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah. And then CJ Stroud, that was another one that was, but once again, missed what, 2 weeks, 2, 3 weeks?
2 weeks.
So I think that really hurt him and I think he probably would have at least made it or made a case for it. Other than that, for the AFC, I don't see any too big a snubs. I didn't really think Derrick Henry deserved it. He just barely got 1,000 yards. And they stunk. Yeah, I can't really think of anyone else that would have deserved to make it in. I did not think Patrick Mahomes deserved to get it.
Not this
But
year.
of course, if it's fan voted, then of course he's gonna get in. Same with Travis Kelce. Even though Travis Kelce did get 1,000 yards this year, I can understand that. But
Quiet.
there's a lot of AFC tight ends that deserve to get in.
That was a quiet 1,000 yards.
It was probably the quietest 1,000 yards I've ever seen that I can think of. Max Crosby, thank goodness he made it.
Yeah, well deserved.
Yeah.
It's
A
dangerous
sleeper
though.
was Keenan Allen, even though he started off the year really strong and then just, fell off. And I think he's hurt right now, if I'm not mistaken.
What?
Or is he back in now?
I think he's in.
Okay, I don't think he played the last couple weeks.
Is Mostert injured?
Mostert did get hurt, but I don't think it's anything huge. I think he'll be back by playoffs for sure.
Gotcha.
Looks like Cowboys special teams all around got in. Giants had one player. Okay, DeAndre Swift was the top running back in the NFC. Commanders, no Pro Bowlers. Jalen Johnson, that one was deserved. Montez Sweat, that was deserved. Laporta, absolutely. He was number one. One that I'm a little shocked on. I don't know why. I felt like Jordan Love somehow was going to sneak his way in there. Not that I thought he deserved it, but Packers, I mean, they have a pretty big name or brand around the whole NFL and around the world, so I figured they would have seen that he played decent and maybe snuck in.
Yeah, who
But I
was
mean, you
in? Was
got
it?
Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott in there, so that's hard to beat out.
Who was the third quarterback?
Third quarterback was Matt Stafford.
Wow.
Played
Makes
good,
sense.
but yeah, he played good, and I mean they locked up their playoff seat.
Well, and it's the market. I mean, LA. Anything LA is gonna be huge, so
Yeah,
fair.
Puka Nacua was the number one receiver voted in.
That's cool.
I completely forgot I had a future on Puka Nacua winning Offensive Player of the Year.
Offensive player or rookie of the year?
Rookie of the Year. Offensive Rookie of the Year, my bad.
I'm pretty sure he's the favorite right now.
Is he over Stroud? Because I know Stroud was for a while.
Well, actually, I think Stroud might still be, but there's talks of like putting some respect on Puka's name because like if he I forget what how many more yards he needs, but it's like maybe what 47 yards right in the next
I think
game.
it's 20 something yards, and he'll have the best rookie season ever.
It's crazy.
Yeah, a fifth round pick. But yeah, overall, I'm curious if they're going to change anything up with the Pro Bowl this year or what they end up doing. Hopefully no one gets hurt like Myles Garrett last year. That
Yeah, seriously.
pissed me off. Other than that, let's go ahead and get into this college football championship. Of course, as I said in last episode, I did bet on Alabama and I was disappointed. But our matchup is going to be Michigan versus Washington,
Told
which
you.
is going to happen Monday. Yep, that is true. We did say that. With Michigan obviously being the favorite as the number one seed. But only a 4.5 point spread and over under 56. Dylan, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
So I have Michigan winning with over 52 points. That was my original like tiebreaker for my Bowl Mania. It was 52. So that over, you said it was 56.
Yep.
I'm actually going to bet the under.
The
It'll be
under,
just.
okay.
So I'm going to have Michigan any under.
Okay. I do think that Corum from Michigan is going to have a great game on the ground. I felt like whether they played Washington or Texas, both of those defenses are going to give up a lot of rushing yards to him. And I don't think McCarthy's going to have to do too much to win this game. He's just basically got to be Tom Brady and just game manage. Make a play when it's needed, but I think not Washington. I think Michigan has this in the bag, but I do think it's going to be a fun game to watch because Michael Penix is amazing. I've only got to watch him a couple of the bigger games because I don't really pay attention to the smaller games that much. But like when he played Oregon and when he just played Texas now, I thought he looked phenomenal. I don't know
Yeah.
how he'll do in the NFL, though.
It's going to be kind of fun to watch this game because this is also a preview of two future Big Ten teams. So this could become a rivalry in the future just based off of this one championship game.
That is true. I didn't even think about Washington being in the Big Ten. That starts what, 2025? Or is it this year?
Next year or this next season.
Yeah. So we have who coming to the Big Ten again? It's Washington and Oregon.
Washington, Oregon, USC,
UCLA.
and UCLA.
Yeah, that's nuts. Still not sure if I'm a fan of that at all, but I don't know. I think in general, it should just be 64 teams and these Big Ten SEC championships shouldn't matter.
Yeah. It's
I think
all
it's
about
cool to get the
tradition,
bowl
though.
games and the conference championships, but at the same time, like I think if you lose, like for Ohio State's example, granted they got crushed, but I don't think losing the Big Ten should have dropped them that much.
Yeah.
Especially since it was a close game against Michigan too.
Well, that wasn't even the Big Ten championship either. They didn't even get a chance to play in the Big Ten championship.
And that's right. Yeah, no. It was, I don't know why I said the Big Ten championship, but yeah, I don't know. I don't agree with
One
the whole
game
conference thing.
ruins it, but that's why this 12-man playoff bracket's going to change everything.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that a lot. I think that's going to be super entertaining. I'm curious what bowls they're going to use for the first round and what would be second round.
I guess.
Well,
So you go from 12 to 6
yeah, 12
to.
to 6 to.
No, that doesn't work.
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know. I think eventually it has to be 8. So 12 to 8, maybe.
It'd be six
To 4.
games. Yeah. Probably first, the first and second seed is my guess have byes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm
Because
interested in
it
seeing
has
how
to
it turns
go
out.
8-8-4-2, so 12-8 to 4-2.
Okay.
However, that may be.
There we go.
I think that would be the top seed, and then you have 10. So you'd have five. You'd have 5-2 teams. So then the winners would be five. That would be 1-2. No, I don't even know how they're gonna do this.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll definitely look more into it coming up on college football next year or this later this year. But let's go ahead and get into week 18 pick'ems. Starting off Saturday, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers facing the Baltimore Ravens. Steelers are the favorites with the Ravens resting a lot of their starters. And I think honestly, Pittsburgh does have a great chance to win this game with a spread of 3.5 and over under 35. I don't know. I'm half tempted to get that Ravens money line.
I still think the Ravens are going to win this.
Yeah. You got to consider how good they've been in the preseason the last five. I think out of the last 5 years, they've lost one game.
Did they finally lose them this year?
They lost to the Commanders.
This year. So this is the first loss in like 25 games or something, yeah.
Yeah. With that being said, that means that they're a deep team.
Yeah, and I really do like Huntley because I mean, say what you will about the Pro Bowl. He made the Pro Bowl last year. I mean, I know that's availability and whatnot, but
Yeah.
I think the Ravens still walk away winning this game.
Yeah, I think the Ravens have a shot winning this game. I think Pittsburgh definitely has a lot more on the line, but at the same time, Huntley plays good. He could earn himself a good contract. So yeah, I think we're both gonna agree then and take Ravens on this one.
Yeah.
This game, I think this game is gonna be one of the most exciting games of the whole entire weekend. It's going to be Houston Texans visiting the Indianapolis Colts. Winners make the playoff. Currently, the Texans are the favorite on the road with a 1.5 point spread and over under 47.5.
This is the closest we'll get to a 1 point spread, and you know I love my weekly 1 point spreads. This game, in my opinion, is misleading. I thought the Colts last week would lose to the Raiders, and the Colts came to play at home. Again, I want to pick the Colts based off of last week, but Will Anderson's back, CJ Stroud is back. I don't like betting against Houston when they are somewhat full strength, you know, despite Tank Dell. I'm going with the Houston Texans minus 1.5 point spread.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and tail you on that also. I just don't want to bet against them with playoffs on the line. I feel like CJ Stroud's gonna pull it off, and I don't think Gardner Minshew has enough. Next, we're gonna move into Sunday. We have the Jacksonville Jaguars visiting the Tennessee Titans. This is also going to be a pretty crucial matchup, especially after Mike Vrabel's press conference where he was saying he fucking hates losing. Currently, Jaguars on top of the AFC South, but not by much whatsoever. This game could be absolutely detrimental to them. But the spread is 3.5 and over under 39.5.
It's
Dylan,
a
how are you
very
feeling about this one? Because I'm kind of feeling that 3.5 point Titan spread.
I'm just going to go straight up Titans money line.
Okay.
I think that this is the game the Jaguars finally reveal themselves, and I think that they get wiped away. I don't know if they'd get knocked out of the playoffs, but I think that they get wiped away from the division leaders.
They would have a strong chance of being wiped out of the playoffs. I think they'll make it still, especially if Pittsburgh loses to Baltimore. That would basically clinch them right there.
But did you say if Pittsburgh wins or loses?
Loses.
So it would come down to the Bills game, which is Sunday night. Because if the Bills win, the Dolphins would knock out Steelers for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah. And I think the
And
Bills have a great chance of winning that game.
I do too. So everything's going to get shaken up here. But if you're a Dolphins team like they are, do you even risk losing this spot? Because playing in the wild card is a lot different than playing as the 2 seed. Better to play at home than away. So I don't know. It's in Buffalo though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Buffalo.
So we're right
They say
back
you
where we
gotta
were.
go all out. You have to go all out.
Right back where we were. Wild card week last year. Number two versus number seven. Dolphins on the road. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't think you can give up that number two seed. Especially for the Dolphins case. I think you want to keep that at home. So yeah, that's gonna be fun to watch. Next, Well, we kind of skipped to that game. This game I think could be interesting. I'm curious what the Lions are going to play in this, but we have the Vikings visiting the Lions, with the Lions still being the favorites in this. I know Vikings are starting Mullins again this week, after Hall did not do good last week against the Packers. Currently, it's a 3.5 point spread and over under 45.5. I'd love to see the Lions play Hendon Hooker, but I could already see them playing Teddy Bridgewater.
I thought, did he not retire, or did he say he was retiring at the end of the season?
Retiring at the end of the season, I believe.
So, I really wanted to see Hendon Hooker too, but I think that this is going to be a very low scoring game. Might be a snooze fest, so I'm betting the under 45.5 points. But I'd like to see Hooker play.
I'm gonna tail you with the under on 45.5. But I just only because the odds are better on that than the money line for the Lions. I think the Lions walk away with this one. Just the Vikings just end their misery right now. Next we got our Cleveland Browns visiting the Cincinnati Bengals. I hate even talking about this game. Honestly, I'm not looking forward to it.
It's really weird though. They, for a lot of these games, it's really closer than you think. But this game, for some reason, is, I mean, you're at minus 298 for the Bengals, plus 240 for the Browns. I almost want to just bet the Browns to say fuck you to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, shit, that might be worth seeing it out. At least they'll give me a reason to root for the Browns.
Yeah.
Currently it's a 7 point spread and over under 37.5. I really don't want to bet that over under because Browning has shown that he can put up some points. And especially if we're not playing starters this week, I don't know about the over under on this one. I'm leaning towards Bengals money line if I'm playing anything, but in all honesty, if I'm going to play something, I'm going to do the Browns money line. I can't go against my own team.
Nope.
Got to
We're
listen to
never
the lad's
doing
rules,
anything.
even though he's not here.
It's a loss.
Yeah. It's just somewhere in the desert.
Plus 240 right now. Taking it for the Browns.
Right. I'll follow you on that. Next, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visiting the Carolina Panthers. Buccaneers are the favorites and will clinch the playoffs if they win this game with a 4.5 point spread and over under 37.5. I'm not going to waste too much time on this one. I think even if Baker doesn't play that well, I think the Buccaneers will win this game, and Panthers are just done for. Especially after I bet on them last week.
Yeah. I avoided the game last week against the Saints for betting on Baker and the Browns, or betting on Baker and the Bucks. But this game, I do look to bet on the Bucks, money line.
Yeah. All right. We're green this week a lot.
Yes.
Next, we got the Falcons visiting New Orleans Saints. With the Saints being the favorites, with a 3.5 point spread and over under 42, I'm definitely going to be hammering that under 42. Because if I'm being honest, out of these two teams, I could give a shit on who wins.
No, I'm looking at it right now and nothing seems intriguing.
Yeah, I think that's the only one that I even have any kind of interest in doing.
Yeah.
Next we have the New York Jets visiting New England Patriots, with the Patriots being the favorites in this game.
That is something, huh?
Yeah, minus 2.5 point spread and over under 30.5.
How bad has it got to be that they are the favorites? That's crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. I truly think I'm gonna avoid this game this week. But just to have to a prop if I'm gonna play one. Man, this is tough. Shoot.
Well, I'm just avoiding those
I'm going
people.
for a win and going for the Jets. I'm just gonna go for the plus. Root for the dog.
It's fair. I'm just avoiding us completely.
Yeah. Next, we have the Kansas City Chiefs visiting the LA, I almost said Rams, Chargers. With the Chargers being the favorites, with Kansas City resting Mahomes and a lot of the starters. It's the one thing that sucks about this week is you don't really get that good of football unless it's the teams that are,
Fighting.
yeah. It's a 3.5 point spread with over under 35. I think the Chiefs are going to probably drop this one, but I guess you never know, really.
I still think the Chiefs could win.
I don't think it's impossible. Who's their backup right now? You remember?
A very good question because it's
Not
not
Dustin
Dustin
Crum.
Crum. Yep.
Okay.
Shoot. Go back.
I can't think of his name. It's the
Think it's
dude
Blaine.
that Dustin was competing with.
No, it's not. It's actually Blaine Gabbert. The guy
Blaine
he was
Gabbert.
competing with is not even on the roster anymore.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, if it's Blaine Gabbert, shit. Go ahead and give me the Chiefs money line then.
Yep. There's a lot of underdogs I like this week.
Yeah, so far I'm noticing that too. Next we have the Bears visiting the Green Bay Packers. 3 points
Hammering.
over under
Hammering
45.
the Bears money line. Bears money line.
Yeah, you sold me. I was really in the middle on this one. I wanted to go Bears
Here's the
and
thing. The
sold me.
Bears can't make the playoffs, but the Bears can spoil the Packers season, just like the Lions did last year.
Yeah, and Matt LaFleur, whatever, however you pronounce his last name, I always fuck it up.
LaFleur.
LaFleur. He's a choke artist. He's a choke artist. Let's just
Yeah.
So I see the Packers dropping this game and ruining their chances at the playoffs. Go ahead and give me the Bears money line. Next, we have a game that doesn't matter for either team. We have the Denver Broncos visiting the Las Vegas Raiders. Broncos are the dogs in this game with a 3 point spread and over under 38.
Let's ride.
Yep. I'm gonna
I'm
actually
winning.
probably go as much as I kind of want to see the Raiders win because I like the Antonio Pierce story. I'm kind of gonna ride with the Broncos.
I'm avoiding this game, much like I'm avoiding the Patriots Jets game.
That's absolutely fair. Next we got the Eagles visiting the New York Giants. Eagles are the favorites. Do we know if they're starting Mariota or are they resting their starters? I haven't heard anything about them. I've just heard bad things about the Eagles lately.
I'm pretty sure this game matters because if they win, I believe they could take the division back. I think.
I think you
Because
might be right on that because I figured I would have heard about them sitting.
they split. So they're both 11-5, them and Dallas. They're both 4-1 in the division. Dallas having Washington this week. Let's see what would it come down to. Where is playoffs? Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Strength of schedule. Strength of schedule would go to Philadelphia. So if it came down to both Dallas and Eagles winning this weekend, I'm pretty sure It goes off of winning percentage, then division, then strength of schedule. I could be wrong. It might be conference, then strength of schedule. But the conference would go to Dallas because the Eagles have lost 4 games in the conference. So Dallas has only lost three.
Yeah. I think regardless, I'm going to go Eagles on this one. I am going to be curious who they end up playing in the playoffs, though, because I think that will determine whether they move on or not. Because I'm starting to really lose faith in the Eagles.
As of right now, they're playing Tampa Bay.
Honestly, the way they've been playing, I could see them losing somehow, some way.
They played earlier in the year and it was competitive.
Yeah, that is true.
But the winner of that game would play San Francisco. So
Yeah, I don't see either of these teams beating them.
they're gonna be a second round bounce.
Next matchup, we have the Seahawks visiting the Arizona Cardinals. Seahawks technically still fighting for their spot in the playoffs, and they're the favorite on the road, with the 3-point spread and over under 48.
Yeah, they're fighting for that spot. And if the Bears beat the Packers, all they have to do is just not fuck up here and they'll get back into the playoffs.
Yeah, what are you feeling on this game?
I like the over 48.
Yeah, I like that one too. I
Think
like
as
over 48. I'm half debating whether I like that spread, the spread or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like when they're just 3 points.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and follow you on that over 48 though for the Seahawks. Next, we got the Rams visiting the 49ers. 49ers already clinched, so I'm assuming they're gonna play Sam Darnold. Do we know if the Rams are gonna be resting anyone because they already locked their spot?
I would imagine they're going to rest, but I still would expect the 49ers to win here, especially at home.
Yeah. Shoot, I might take a player prop on this one. Go ahead and give me Puka Nacua getting 40 plus yards.
Bet you the line's not really good for that one. Nah, they don't even have it up yet.
Either that or no, let me change that. Let me get Puka Nacua catch one pass on the first drive.
Okay.
Easy money. Next, we got the Dallas Cowboys visiting the Washington Commanders. Cowboys the heavy favorites in this one. And if the Cowboys are playing their starters, I'm definitely gonna take the Cowboys over these Commanders who have been playing like dog shit.
I'm taking the -13 point spread with the Cowboys.
Yeah, why not? It's better than the money line.
Hit last week for 14 points for I'm sorry, it was 12 points, I believe, for the Washington and Niners game. So look to see it happen again.
Yeah, I like that 13-point spread. And I typically don't like 13-point spreads, but with this Commanders team, I'll take it. Next, we have for Sunday Night Football, the Bills visiting Miami Dolphins. This is for the
Oh, it's
second.
in Miami.
Yep, it's in Miami. So I thought it was in Buffalo, but it is in Miami.
That changes things. Huh.
So Dolphins are going to be playing without Bradley Chubb because he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Bills are going to be playing to hopefully stay alive in the playoffs. This has a 2.5-point spread and over under 48.5. If I know one thing, I'm going to probably go ahead and take that over 48.5.
Yeah, I took the over last week for the Dolphins Ravens game that hit easy.
I probably
So,
hit in the first half.
yeah. So I'd like to see that happen again with no sweat.
No sweat.
No sweat.
Other than that, Dylan, is there anything else you'd like to talk about on this episode before we leave?
Yeah, so Jersey Jerry partook in a 37-hour-long live stream on Jerry After Dark. Barstool Sports Jerry took hit a hole in one on their golf simulator in the office. Did you watch?
Yeah, I did. I did peep it.
You did.
Yeah.
I was watching it yesterday, and I watched it all today until he hit it. So that was cool to see it happen live. He was blowing up on Twitter. It was like the number one trending thing. All the golf people in the world, Tom Brady was tweeting about it. Like it was like everybody, it was like a make-a-wish thing. Everybody was tweeting at Jay for hitting a hole in one. And that was more impressive than Dwayne Wade hitting a hole in one at that same course, but in person, just this past year.
Yeah.
People said it was fake, but you can't fake the simulator, so
Yeah, that's true.
crazy. Crazy videos, cool to watch. Congrats, Jersey Jerry.
Yeah, did you see the one that landed like inches away from the hole? That one, I was dying laughing.
He thought about contemplating life for sure.
Now, what was the reason of him doing that stream?
No clue. No clue. I couldn't even tell you why. It wasn't really talked about when I was watching Pardon My Take. So I have no clue what the deal was, why Jersey did or Jersey Jerry did that, but he did, and then it worked. He thought it was gonna be only 3 to 4 hours. Little did he know he was signing up for a day and a half.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Kudos.
Yeah, that is
But
major kudos.
let's have a fun and healthy and happy weekend. Gamble responsibly. If you see the lad roaming an Oklahoma casino, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. He needs it most right now. He's not come home to us. We miss our lad.
We do.
But until then, Brandon, until our week wild card, random, crazy, super fun, out of control weekend comes, good night. Go gambling. And go Browns.
Make sure if you enjoyed this episode, you leave a like, comment, and subscribe for more episodes of our podcast. We do episodes twice a week. But until next time, we'll see you guys.